2 this morning. Mark chapter number 2, if you have your Bibles. Mark chapter number 2 this morning. We'll continue in where we left off last week. In our study of faith, we made the statement, when God sees your faith, you'll see His fashion. We'll start in verse number 1 and we'll read down to verse number 12 and then we'll continue on. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, for your word and for your truth this morning. Lord, I thank you so much for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, how unworthy we are. Lord, I know how unworthy this vessel is, but Lord, I just want to be a vessel that honors you. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you'll bind the devil off this place today, Lord, and get rid of all the distractions in the minds and hearts of your people this morning, Lord, and as we open up your word, may it speak to them directly, and Lord, may they live it out through the power of the Holy Ghost that they have. Lord, I pray, God, today if someone's not here, or if someone's here, Lord, that don't know you, I pray, God, today will be the day of their salvation. And Lord, if there's someone here struggling, God, they're living maybe in fear and opposition to faith that we're preaching about, God, I pray that you'll show today that great faith equals great power. And Lord, we thank you for being the Savior that you are. Now, Lord, cleanse me of sin today. Empty me of self. Fill me with your Spirit. Lord, be with those junior church workers and those kids, Lord, this morning. May you bless them in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Mark chapter 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Aren't you thankful for the power of faith? But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. We're going to talk about these scribes this morning a little bit. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? But you know what I like every time our Savior's mocked? I like this response of Jesus. He said, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? I like it that our Savior never wants to leave anyone with unbelief. Always willing, even though they're clearly mocking him right now, they're making fun of him, blaspheming him. I like it that Jesus looked and saw another sinner in need of a Savior. And here's what he said. Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he what? Arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Last week we saw that it was noise that Jesus was in the house. And we saw that many were gathered together in so much there was no room. We saw Jesus preached unto them. And then we saw the rooftop faith that it took for the ones to literally come and see there was no room, to the point where they're like, well, the only way in is through the roof. So they cut a hole in the roof and they literally lowered this man's bed into where he could see Jesus. And notice that it wasn't the man's that was sick of the palsy's faith. It was the faith of those who cut the hole in the roof and lowered him down. Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. At this moment, something that kind of I took notice of this week, and really, I'll be honest with you, I've read it, but never really caught a hold of this, but Jesus did not heal his palsy at that moment. He only forgave his sins at that moment. It wasn't until the doubters came up and said, hey, who is this man blaspheming, saying he can forgive sins? And Jesus said, watch this. Not only can I forgive his sins, but I'm going to make him walk and show you doubters who I really am. Well, can I say this morning that Jesus is still a miracle-working God, and Jesus is still the God who loves every doubter out there. So this morning, I want to move forward, and I want to talk about I like verse number 5. The Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can I say that these men diligently sought the Lord Jesus by faith? And can I say this? He rewarded them greatly. See, they knew that they could stand outside and maybe they could catch Jesus on the way out. But listen, they had enough faith. They had saw the miracles of the Lord Jesus. They had no doubt that if they could just get him in there and just see him. Nowhere does it say that he touched him. Nowhere. They got him in the presence of Jesus, and their faith was so great that that man's sins were forgiven. We'll read Hebrews 11:6 again. It says, but without what, church? Faith. It is impossible to please him. So is it possible for me to please God in fear and doubt? What's the answer? Absolutely not. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How diligently are you seeking Jesus Christ this morning? I'm not talking about just for salvation. I'm talking about for healing, for help, for hope. Because guess what? He's the answer for all of that. And all God's people said, amen. No doubt their faith increased that day. I wonder that day if that had been you that sawed the hole in the roof. I don't know how they did it, Brother Scott, but I like to use my imagination. It probably wasn't an easy task hauling this man. I mean, they didn't have forklifts. Probably wasn't that easy to get him up onto the roof, stabilize him up there somehow. He can't help. He's lame. He's just sitting there laying on the bed wondering, what in the world are you guys taking me up on the roof for? You know what I'm saying? This probably wasn't an organized task. But I can imagine them as they start cutting. I don't know what they were cutting through. I have no idea what it was built out of. We don't know. But imagine the faith that it took when they're like, what are you doing? Hey, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. I could just picture the leader of this, whatever you want to call it, going on the roof saying, hey, look, this is the only way we're going to get this man to Jesus. Now, you in or you out? And I could picture him saying, well, if we're going to get him there, let's start sawing. And as the bed lets down and Jesus is preaching, he looks up and he says, your guys' faith have caused this man's sins to be forgiven. I wonder how many of us have faith like that. Most of us don't have faith like that to go to Jesus Christ on our own behalf. Most less on behalf of someone else. You see what God's proven here is much faith, much power, just like much prayer, much power, right? But little faith, little power. No faith, no power. I guarantee you their faith was increased that day. Wouldn't it be good if we would let God increase our faith? You say, what are you talking about? Well, let's go to Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. I want to show you. Save your place there in Mark chapter 2. Luke chapter 1 in verse 37. I think it would be good for every Christian at some point in their Christian life to allow God to increase their faith. And I use the word allow on purpose because, listen, God has never made anybody do anything. Amen? He doesn't force us to do anything. He gives us some recommendations and some commandments wherewith to live by, but it is simply our choice to do so or to not obey. Just like Brother Walter talked this morning, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. It's much better to obey. But what if we would let God increase our faith? Luke 1:37, the Bible says, for with God nothing shall be what, church? So here it is. How are we going to do what we need to do at New Hope Independent Baptist Church? Two words. By faith. And with who? God. Because by faith, anything's possible. And with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Wouldn't it be good if we would let God increase our faith? We must believe by faith that God is able. to do more than we could ever imagine. Look at the book of Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3. I love this verse, and I believe this verse. This verse is very personal to me because God has proven this verse to be true in my life many, many times over. And I'm looking forward to the next story where this verse becomes a reality. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. God is capable to do more than we could ever imagine. The Bible says, "Now unto Him who," God, "that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask," or what, church? "Think, according to the power that worketh in us." We must understand that we have the power of the Holy Ghost of God living within us. And if you're saved, you do have the Holy Ghost living within you. Whether you like it or whether you don't, it's up to you to access that power. We do have the power of the Holy Ghost living within us. It's up to us to access that power and use it by faith. Turn back to Mark chapter 2. I'm trying to set some ground here for you. Mark chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7, the Bible says, "But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts." Many of us have been this verse number 6 crowd in our life. If we were to be honest, there's times we've sat back and we've watched God do miracles, and we sit back and we just reason and we murmur and we complain and we worry and we doubt and we fear, and we just wonder what in the world is going on. Instead of stepping out by faith and getting on the God train, we want to stay on the fear train. We want to murmur. But how about we not be like that? How about we just live by faith? Look at verse number 7. "Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Can I tell you this morning, church? Listen, there will always be doubters. Always. Everywhere you go, and let me tell you something, if you try to do something big for the Lord, someone is going to try to discourage you. But guess what? Remember, we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. Listen, it's the devil that's using tools that are in his toolbox to try to discourage you. He's behind all the enemy, all the evil of this world. He is your enemy. Flesh and blood are not your enemy. Now, he might use people that you love and care about and thought you could trust to be a thorn in your flesh. But listen, there will always be doubters, but God will always be more powerful than the doubters. You see what Jesus done with these doubters. He just showed them who he really was. And folks, look, if we allow that to happen here, there'll be doubters. Oh, small town. Adding on to that church out there. Hey, let them doubt. God's still in the soul-saving business. If we, by faith, keep doing what God tells us to do, God will give the increase. See, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. Folks, listen. God's still real, and when he said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. How's that going to happen? Well, he's going to take you and me to get on board. And we're going to have to go out into the highways and hedges and invite them and compel them to come and hear the word of God preached. And don't be ever afraid to tell someone about Jesus Christ. But also often, instead of focusing on the fact that the roof had just been opened, the man had just been lowered, Jesus had already forgiven his sins, instead of focusing on the miracle that had just taken place by faith, we focus on the one or two that's murmuring, and everybody else wants to get on board with the murmurers instead of with the by faith crowd. Why is it like that? Well, here's my question to you. Here's my statement to you, and it's not a question. We ought to obey God rather than what? Man. The moment you start putting your trust in a man is the moment you're going to start going down. Because men will always fail you. They are flesh. They are not God. Folks, listen. Don't listen to the doubters. Don't listen to the doubters. These men are doubting God. You must learn to ignore the doubters. Exercise your power by faith and watch God work. verse 8 through 11, the Bible says, "And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee," what's that next word, church? "Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house." Earlier in the story, we see their faith caused this man's sins to be forgiven. But it was because of the scribes' reasoning and doubt that caused Jesus to not only forgive this man's sin, but cause the lame man to walk. That's something the Lord showed me. See, Jesus Christ, God has shown New Hope Independent Baptist Church many miracles already. I mean, I've only been a part of this community for just a few months. And folks, we're seeing the abundantly above and beyond what we could ever ask or think already. But see, at this moment, I guarantee you out there, there's people reasoning and doubting and fearing. And Jesus is just getting ready to say, watch this. Folks, listen. By faith, we win. By faith, we win. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. How are we going to do it? By faith. Believing that God has already taken care of it. But that's a lot of money. Folks, listen. God don't care about your money. God don't need money. He's God. At any moment's notice, He could make every single one of you like the lame man we're talking about, and you'd never go to work again. Never make another dollar. Everybody know that? Tomorrow we could wake up and everybody's bank accounts could say zero. But is God dead because of that? Or is He alive and well? Folks, by faith, we must press on. Don't worry about the doubters. Let people doubt. Let people mock. Let people murmur. Guess what? It will only give your God an opportunity to prove His power to them. That's what you need to look at. Look, where sin abound, the Bible says grace did what? You think God don't hear the murmurs and the mocking and the complaining and the worry and the fear, and God's just sitting back saying, hey, all I need is a group of people to, by faith, ask me and you shall receive. All I need is a group of people to not follow the doubters. All I need is a group of people that will get on board and by faith step out and let me show them who I really am. That's all I need. And as soon as we agree by faith, God says, all right, here we go. Not only is your sins forgiven, but young man, get up off the bed and walk. Hey folks, I'm glad my sins are forgiven, but folks, there's so much more to this thing than just our sins being forgiven. It's time we get up and walk and press forward and move on for the cause of Christ. Look, our sins can be forgiven and we can be like the lame man sitting in our seats, sitting in our beds, doing absolutely nothing for Jesus Christ. Y'all all right? That's what the devil would love, for us to leave here today, not worry about the name of Jesus for the next 180 hours till we come back here next Sunday morning. That's not right. A couple more hours added to that. But look, you see what I'm saying? If we all left here today, didn't think about Jesus, didn't worry about Jesus, didn't talk about Jesus, just went home, did our thing, sins are forgiven. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know what God's looking for? Some doubters to prove. He's looking for somebody to, by faith, get up and walk. My question is, are you? Are you willing to get up and walk? Are you okay with just your sins being forgiven? Folks, abundantly, above, beyond what we could ask or think. See, what we can think about in our minds and what we can ask for, God says we can't even imagine what He's capable of doing. He's capable of doing so much more than we could ask or even think about. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm ready for that. Folks, I believe the end time is very near. You know, the Bible talks about In the end times, there's going to be a great coming together. You're going to see a lot of souls saved. You're going to start seeing Israel packed back in with Jews. Hey, folks, look, you better pay attention to what's going on. I talked to a man yesterday in Alaska, a preacher friend of mine. He had just started pastoring the church about the same time I started pastoring here. Churches everywhere are packing their pews out on Sunday mornings. Why do you think that is? Preachers everywhere are having baptism services week after week after week after week. Churches everywhere are seeing souls saved. Why do you think that is? Because God said it was going to happen. But here's what you better understand. We are close to the end of this thing. Now, it might not be before I die, but look, a few more years? What's a few years in compared to eternity? We're getting real close, folks. It's about time we, by faith, get up and start walking. Amen. There's still more souls to be saved, still more lives to be changed. Don't ever stop having faith in God. Can I say this? God cannot fail you. God cannot fail you. Verse number 12, I like this. The Bible says, "And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion." Well, you remember the statement I made to you last week. When God sees your faith, you'll see his what? His fashion. I don't know about you folks, but I'm ready to see God's fashion. I wonder how many of you are ready to see God's fashion. And at the same time, are willing to let God see your faith exercised. We see the lame man's faith to immediately take up his bed, and he went forth. Look, I don't know, this man was lame from his birth. He never knew what walking felt like. But here's what I know. You know, today's day and age, someone has surgery and they have to go to rehab for a few weeks just to relearn how to use that thing. Here, this man had never walked in his life. Jesus said, "You know what? I've forgiven your sins, but buddy, you're going to like this. Just because they're doubting and they're murmuring, just get up out of your bed and walk." And that joker said, "But whoa. You don't understand. I've been in this bed my whole life." Hey, is that what he said? No. The Bible says, and immediately he got up and he went forth. He started walking. Folks, look. When God says, arise, it's not time to question. It's time to immediately get up and walk forth. Amen? Imagine if the man would have lain there and in disbelief, saying, "But can you really make me walk?" Hey, I'm thankful for a man that had faith and got up and walked. What we need is a church, a community that has faith to get up and walk and go forward, not backwards. He never doubted Jesus at all. He just realized by faith that he had been healed. Verse number 12, we also see their doubt and reasoning, this is how good God is. Their doubt and their reasoning turn to amazement. See, God has the ability to amaze a doubter. And look, I could sit up here and testify and tell you I've been in the doubting crowd. I've been in the murmuring crowd. I've been in the crowd where it's like, I don't know about that. I've been in the church where the finances didn't look so great. And the preacher stood up and said, "Look, I've been praying and I believe God wants us to take on 6 new missionaries." And prior to that, we had talked about cutting some missionaries because of the finances. But he had met with God and prayed and fasted on the issue. And he approached the church and he said, "Look, we need to take on 6 new missionaries." And everyone's reasoning, doubting. Nevertheless, we voted to take on 6 new missionaries. It was only a few months later that a check came in the mail that paid off our building in full. Why? Because somebody had some faith. They're never going to outgive God. Remember that. If God gives you the inkling to do something, and the Holy Spirit says, "Hey, do this," and you know it's from the Holy Ghost because it won't be confusing, because God's not the author of confusion. Amen? Look, remember this. Your first question should never be how. The answer should be, "Yes, sir." Why? Because he's already made a way for you to do it. just by faith believe. And watch your doubt be turned into amazement. I can't tell you the looks on people's faces that day when the man stood up and opened up the envelope and read the letter to the church from an anonymous guy. It came from a guy that visited our church one time in the summertime. Saw what was going on in Little Seward, Alaska. God burdened his heart. Man had a lot of money. God said, hey, pay that church off. He called one of our men and said, look, I'm not telling you my name. It don't matter, but I want to know how much you owe on that church bill. And God told me to pay it off. There's no limit. Wrote a check, sent it. He read that letter. And the looks on the people's faces, it was like, you know what happened? Their doubt turned to amazement. Because why? Because God cannot fail. God never fails. Never fails. Miss Barb's going to come to the piano this morning. We're going to have a hymn of invitation. Can I say this? Jesus cares about us all.